Okay, welcome back. Feels like it's been a year. Okay. So, we start right on medias res, right? Smack in the middle of a sugya, but you did a chazara, so you're in the inyanim. If you recall, we're still dealing with the stira between the mishnayos. We have a mishnah in Makos, and we have our mishnah of Elu Na'aros. What is the punishment of an individual who was ones, who were to rape achoto, who were to rape his sister? That on one hand we have over here an onesh of chamishim kesef, we have an onesh of mamon. On other hand we have also the concept of arayos, that we have malkos. And so we saw a machlokas amoraim, how to deal with this stira, machlokas Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. According to Rav Yochanan, both of these mishnayos are according to Rabbanan, who hold of the principle of Ein Adam Loke Umeshalim. The difference between the two mishnayos is that in Makos, the individual received Hasra'a. So Malkos are on the table. The moment Malkos are on the table, Mammon falls off. That's the Mishnah in Makos. And our Mishnah is where there was no Hasra'a. No Hasra'a, no Malkos. So we only have Mammon on the table. So that's why there is Mammon. That's the direction of Rav Yochanan. Rish Lakish had a different direction, that the two Mishnayos are two different Tanoim. That the Mishnah in Makos goes according to Rabbanon, Ein Adam Loke Umeshalem, and therefore we have Malkos. And our Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, who holds that Adam Loke Umeshalem. And that's why our Mishnah adds in the Mamam. That's the direction of Rish Lakish. So our Gemara over here on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis asks, Bishlama Rav Yochanan lo amar ki Rish Lakish dekamin lo karabanan. In other words, we understand Rav Yochanan's direction, that both Mishnayos go according to Rabbanan, and we have different Dukimto. This Mishnah is Masra with the Hasra, this Mishnah is without Hasra. Ela Rish Lakish, my time lo amar ki Rav Yochanan. Why in the world would Rish Lakish set up the two Mishnayos, one according to Rav Meir? We don't pass him like Rav Meir. We don't pass him loku mishalim. Why wouldn't he learn like Rav Yochanan? Amare kevandilu asre be patur ki lo asre be nami patur. That he disagrees with Rav Yochanan on principle. Rav Yochanan said there's a difference whether there's a hasra or there is not a hasra. When there's a hasra and Malkus is on the table, then there's a patur of mamon. When there's no hasra, Malkus is not on the table, there's no patur of mamon. Rish Lakish disagrees that even were there not to be a hasra, there still would not be mamon. Namely, that the concept of Ein Adam Loke Umeshalem would apply even in a situation where there is no practical malkos. That the fact that he did an avera that has malkos, that would remove mamon. Va'azdu l'ta'amayu. And over here, we have two versions of this machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. First, we'll see the version of Rav Dimi. Amar chiyuvei misos shogegin v'chiyuvei malkos shogegin v'davar acher. Rav Yochanan amar chayev, Rish Lakish amar patur. Namely, we have a machlokes across the board. Even in the world of Misa, had there been no hasra, there would be no din of kamei midrabin, according to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan disagrees with the whole concept of what we call, we'll see later on, Tana de Bechiskia. He disagrees with this whole principle. According to Rav Yochanan, we view in terms of the here and now. When we have a practical onesh of Misa or Malkos on the table, that will remove mamon. If there's only a theoretical onesh, because there's no hasra'a, that would not remove the mamon. That's Rav Yochanan Shita. V'Rish Lakish amar patur, across the board. That Tana de Bechiskia, this principle that we view potential as actual, that we view the potential Misa as Misa, also we view the potential Malkos as Malkos, and in both situations there'd be patur of mamon. Rav Yochanan amar chayav, the Hago Hisruba, Rish Lakish amar patur, Kevan de Ilu Asrube, patur, ki lo Asrube name, patur. Within Rav Dimi, we have over here principles, namely, we have a basic machlokas as to whether when we say that Misa removes mamon, that Malkos removes mamon, is that only if there is actual Misa, the Poal, or if even theoretical Misa or Malkos. And then he quotes a discussion. Rav Dimi quotes a discussion between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Eisvei Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan v'lo ye ason anosh ye anesh my lav ason mamash. Ason mamash means im lo ye ason, means if there is no death of the woman, then the onosh ye anesh, then the person who hit the woman would have to pay for the miscarriage of her vladot. My love, onus mamash, you're talking about the death of the woman. Whether there's going to be a death sentence or not, that the Torah doesn't talk about. It speaks about the fact that we're dealing over here with the death of the woman, onus mamash. And it appears that only if lo yeh ason onosh yanesh, were there to be a death of the woman, irrelevant of hasra'ah, that would remove the chi of mamam. So Rav Yochanan retorts, he answers back, lo, din ason, that the Torah when it refers to ason doesn't refer to the case at hand, doesn't refer to what happens to the woman, but refers to the punishment. Im lo ye ason, if there's no death sentence, then there is mamon. Mashma, that were there to be a death sentence, that would remove mamon. If there wouldn't be a sentence because there's no hasra'ah, then in a chinami there would be mamon. In other words, in Rav Yochanan, Machlokes Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, how to understand the word ason. Ason means death. But are we talking about the death of the woman or the death of the murderer? Ika da amre, some interpret the discussion between Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish in the other direction. Eisver Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, lo ye ason anosh yanesh, my love din ason, that when there's a, if there won't be a death sentence, then there's a punishment of money. So it's mashma, if there's no death sentence, even though he killed the woman, there would be a payment. So Rish Lakish says, no, ason mamash, talking about not the death sentence on the murderer, but the situation of the woman, that she was killed. Amar Rava, what's going on over here? How in the world can Rav Dimi come up with this understanding of Rav Yochanan? Mi ika l'man da'amar chiyav e'meisa shogegim chayavim? Could anyone hold this shita? That in a situation where there'd be no hasra'ah, there would be a chiyav mamon? V'hatana de bechizkia. We have a braisa of Rav Chizkia, makei adam and makei behema. We have such a hekesh at the end of Parashas Emor. Ma makei behema lo chilakta bo. Bein shogeg, bein mezid, bein miskaven, ein miskaven, bein derech aliyah, derech yiriyah, lepotra mamon elo chayav mamon. We have a din, od muad la'olam. When a person damages property like a behema, it's irrelevant to the circumstances. The person is always going to be chayav. That's the principle of Adam muad la'olam. Af makei Adam lo tachloch bo ben shogeg ben mezid ben miskaven lein miskaven ben derech yirida le derech aliyah le chayav mamon elo le potra mamon. That just as the chiyav mamon is universal in nezek, the ptur mamon is universal in makei Adam. That whenever there is a situation where someone is killed, there's not going to be a chi of mamon, irrelevant as to whether the death sentence is real or it's theoretical, whether we're dealing with mezid, with shogeg. The moment that someone is killed, then there's no mamon. That's the hekesh. And so how over here could Rav Dimi understand Rav Yochanan as saying that there's only going to be a p'tur of mamon when there's an actual death sentence? El kiyasa ravin amar, kiyasa ravin. Ravin came. Ravin was also, as Rav Dimi, a Talmud of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. When he came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he brought a different understanding of the machlokas of his rebellion. Kiyasa ravin amar, that certainly Rava is correct in his understanding that the moment that we have Misa on the table, someone who died on the table, irrelevant as to whether the death punishment is going to be fulfilled or not fulfilled, that's a p'tur from Amam. Even Rav Yochanan agrees. What then is the machlokas Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish? Ki pligei b'chiyevei malkos shogigim v'davar acher. When you have malkos and Mamon, there in Malkos and Mamon, Rav Yochanan are chiyevei misos iskish, chiyevei malkios lo iskish. that the din of Tana de Bechizkiya, the Hekesh, was only in the world of a death sentence. There we say, irrelevant, if it's going to be followed out or not, that's going to pop you from Mammon. But there's no Hekesh in the world of Malkos. And so when the Malkos are on the table, when there's Asra, that'll pater from Mammon. When the Malkos are not on the table, then you're Chayev Mammon. Rish Lakish Amar Patur. Rish Lakish says that the din of Tana de Bechizki applies even to Malkos. Why? Because Beferish Ripsa Torah Chiyeve Malkos Kachiyeve Misos. That the Torah says that we can be medayek, that the din of Tana de Bechizki applies not only to Misa, but also to the world of Malkos. Heichan Ripsa Torah, Amar Abaye, Asya, Russia. That just as the person who murders is called Russia, so also a person who's Chayav Malkos is called a Russia. And the Tana, and therefore the world of Tana de Bechizkiya applies to these two individuals that we don't distinguish. Rav Amar, Asya, Make, exactly what the drush is, we'll see later on in the Gemara, but Echshelo Yiyeh, we have, both, and according to Rava, sources for Rish Lakish that we compare Malkos to Misa. That we have in front of us currently. And this is pretty much, you know, where it's our conventional understanding up to this point, that we have over here two worlds. We have a world of Misa, and we have a world of Malkos. That when we have Misa plus some other Onesh, or we have Malkos plus some other Onesh, here we have two different worlds. In the world of Misa plus some other Onesh, we say it's irrelevant if the Misa is Shogeg, or the Misa was done to Mazid, whether there was a Hasra or there's not a Hasra, it knocks out the plus. That's the din of Kamalei Midarabamine, that the moment that we have Misa, theoretically, on the table, the moment we have an Avera with which you're Chayav Misa, then everything else is irrelevant. And we pointed out, everything else is irrelevant, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all other punishments go by the wayside, or Klapei Bezdin. Maybe Mitzah Dinei Shamayim, there would be another punishment, but Bezdin can't deal with another punishment. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. But this principle, that the moment that Misa's on the table, that knocks off everything else, This is everyone. This is universal. Even Rav Yochanan agrees with this. When we have Malkos plus something else, that's a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan holds only when we have Malkos bepoa, actual Malkos, when we have a Hasra, then we say that knocks out the future the additional punishment. According to Rish Lakish, even bepoa, even Malkos theoretically, like B'li Hasra, like we saw in the world of Misa, according to Rish Lakish, even theoretical Malkos will knock off any Mammon. That's, right? Now we have over here these two worlds. Given this picture, what would we say if we had the following situation? We had on the table an act which is Mechayev Misa, and simultaneously an act which is Chayev Malkos. The Gemara gives this situation if we're dealing with a person who is Shochet to Behemos, he shechs the first one, everything is fine. And the second one, we have over here a combination that this is also the S Dino. He's shechting the son of the first one, and he's shechting it for Avodah Zarah. When we're dealing with Avodah Zarah, this is a Chiyuv Misa. Also, Vies Beno is a Chiyuv Malkos. What happens if we have Misa and Malkos on the table simultaneously? And let's add in one more factor, that in terms of the Misa, there was no Hasra. Namely, the Misa is theoretical. In terms of the Malkos, we have Hasra. The Malkos is real. What would be the halacha in such a situation? According to our picture on the board, what should be the halacha? We have a din of Misa, irrelevant if it's Shogeg or Mazid, irrelevant if there was Hasra or there's no Hasra. Kamei b'derabbi, that should knock off the Malkos. That's the Chora, what should be. But the problem is, and this is what I printed out for you on the page, we have a Gemara in Chulin that says just no. Gemara in Chulin says, the top of the page, Amar Rish Lakish, Lo Shano Shachat, Rishon Lavodazara, V'sheni L'Shulchano, Avol Rishon L'Shulchano, V'sheni Lavodazara, Pater Kamei b'derabbi. Right, that on the second one we have both Achiyav Malkos and Achiyav Misa. Amar Rav Yochanan Zo Afilu Tinoka Shal Yisrael and Yodeno Sach. What are you being the Chadish Tini Halacha of Kamei Midrav Minei? Ela Pa'amim Afilu Shachar Rishon L'Shulchan V'Sheni L'Avod Azara Chayav Kegon Da Asru Be Mishum Osev Yisbeno V'Lo Asru Be Mishum Avod Azara. That Rav Yochanan says in this situation where there is no Hasra on Misa and there is on Malkos, you would be Chayav Malkos. We would not say Kamei Midrav Minei. And Rish Lakish says, what are you talking about? Kevan de ki asrube pater, ki lo asrube name pater. We're talking about Misa. When we're talking about Misa, it's irrelevant if it's Shogig or if it's Mezid. You're pater in both situations. Ki asa ravdim, v'azdu l'ta'amayu. And it brings in ravdimi, and da-da-dam, and namely that Rav Yochanan holds of his, that is down in the world of when we have Misa and Malkos, when we have Misa Shogeg, and we have Malkos Mezid. So here we have a machlokis between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says Chayav, and Rish Lakish says Pater. But how do we understand that in the light of our Gemara? So it's not a kasha on the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there is going to Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi doesn't hold of this picture. Rav Dimi holds that according to Rav Yochanan, even in Misa we need Mezid. But the problem is lehalacha. Look at the next Rambam. Shachato l'avodazara, patur, mishum osa v'yespeno, reinis chayiv benavsho. Im hisrubo mishum osa v'yespeno, v'lo hisrubo mishum avodazara, loke. The Rambam paskins like Rav Yochanan. And the Rambam paskins like this picture that we have on the page, like Ravid. Namely, that everyone holds of Tana de Bechiskia. This is a din of Tana de Bechiskia. Tana de Bechiskia is that when there's Misa on the table, there's never going to be another punishment. My nafkamina, whether it's Makos, my nafkamina, whether it is Mammon, in other words, Misa knocks everything else off the table. In the world of Malkos, that's a Machlokos, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Do you need actual Malkos, Rabbi Yochanan, or theoretical Malkos, like theoretical Misa, according to Rish Lakish? So how can we paskin like Rav Yochanan that Misa b'shogeg and Malkos is going to be chayav? We paskin like Tana de Bechiskia. That's what bothered the Rashba. That's what bothered Reb Chaim. What is going on over here? The moment that we paskin Tana de Bechiskia, it means that whenever we have a death sentence on the table, for death sentence could be for murder, death sentence could be for Chilul Shabbos, death sentence could be for Avodah Zarah, whether there was a Hasra or there wasn't a Hasra, we don't deal with Onshim in such a situation. And so, why do we distinguish over here, according to Rav Yochanan, between Mammon, that will fall off, and Malkos, that will remain? So the first one who discusses this in terms of chronology is the Rashba. That's the Rashba that I printed for you under the Rambam. Amar Rav, O Mikol Amad, Amar Chiyve Miso Shogigim Chayav, Komar Mammon. That's our Gemara. Comes along the Rashba with a qualification. Avol Vaday Chiyve Misos Shogigim Umalkos. If we're dealing with the case in the Gemara in Chulin, Kigon Da Asur Be'a Malkos V'lo Asur Be'a Ketala, the Rav Yochanan Chayav Malkos. Af al gavdiki asrube amisa patermi malkos. That the bottom line is, Rav Yochanan distinguishes between Misa and Malkos and Misa and Mammon. In Misa and Mammon, we have Tana de Bechiskia. In Misa and Malkos, only when you're mezid. That's that he quotes the Gemara. The ha behedya pligi be Rav Yochanan v'rishokish v'perek oso v'yesbeno. Gabi Shachad Echad Shulchanav Asheri Orozara Asuri Bishmosim Spinosu Be Mishum Avorozara Rav Yochanan Amar Loke. The time of the Milsa, which is what we're trying to figure out, why in the world should that be? If we have Misa on the table, why should Malkos enter into the picture? The time of the Nilsa, the Ptur, the Chiyav Emiso, Shogigim, Mehakesha, the Make Behema Yalfinan Lay. The whole din of Tana de Bechiskia is learned out from the Hekesh of Make Adam to Make Behema. Vahahi, the context of Make Behema, Bemamonhi. Right, we're talking about comparing murder to Nezikin. Nezikin is a world of Mammon. That we say that just as in the world of Nezikin, you're always Chayav Mammon, in the world of Misa, you're never Chayav Mammon. That's the context. Hilchoch Mammon Shamanu, Malkos Lo Shamanu. Period. That's it. Namely, that we're taking Tana de Bechiskia that we had understood as a principle, that whenever Misa is in the picture, nothing else matters, and we're saying no, that this is a Gzeiras HaKosuv, and this Gzeiras HaKosuv is limited to Mammon. That whenever Misa is in the picture, it'll knock off Mammon, whether the Misa is Shogeg or the Misa is Mesid. What if what's the alternative is not Mammon but Malkos? There's no Tana de Bechiskia. There's no Tana de Bechiskia. Tana de Bechiskia was not talking about Misa and Malkos. It was only talking about Misa and Mammon. Mammon Shamanu, Misa, Malkos Lo Shamanu. Namely, Svara, it says the Rashi, I have no Svara. I'm not explaining a Svara. Gzeiras HaKosuv. View Tana de Bechiskia as Gzeiras HaKosuv, and the context is of Mammon, not of Malkos. This is where Reb Chaim entered into the picture. Namely, to sort of flesh out that which the Rashba is hinting at, but taking it from a totally, totally different perspective. Again, coming to the same conclusion, but trying to understand things in a more conceptual context. Okay? That what we have up to this point is that we have Tana de Bechiskia. Tana de Bechiskia is medayik in the Parsha of Parshas Emor, that whenever we have Misa, be it Mezid, or be it Shogeg, be it with Hasra, or without Hasra, this knocks out Mammon. We were to ask ourselves, what about Malkos? We were to ask ourselves, what would be the halacha in a similar case in Malkos? So al pisvara, we would say, hainuach. My nafkamina, we're talking about Mammon or Malkos. Misa knocks out everything. However, says the Rashba, we have a gzeras hakosuv that Mammon is patur, and Malkos is chayiv. What do you mean by gzeras hakosuv? That the whole limud of Tana de Bechiskia is a case of Mammon. Heichan sheshamanu shamanu. Heichan shalosh shamanu shalosh shamanu. We're not building over here a svara. We're giving gzeras hakosuv. That which the Torah makes a hekesh. Misa knocks off Mammon. The Torah doesn't tell us that Misa knocks off Malkos, so we're going to say, according to Rav Yochanan, that it doesn't knock off Malkos. What Reb Chaim wants to say is viewing things from the opposite perspective. Not, in other words, what appears from the Rashba, is that we have this din that Misa knocks off Mammon, what we call Kam Lei Midrabba Minei. That when we have a world of Asom, then there is no, that knocks off the Onesh, that there's no Onesh when we have Asom, that this is limited to the world of Mammon as opposed to Malkos. That somehow the whole world of Kama Midrabbinei is limited. Why? Gzeres HaKosuv. It'll apply to Malkos if we have real Asam, if we have a din of Asam. But if we simply have a theoretical Asam, it wouldn't apply to Malkos. What Reb Chaim wants to say is, no, we got everything upside down. That's Reb Chaim I sent you to. That we have two dinim, again, classic risk of Torah, we have two dinim, but these two dinim, one of them is a din, b'chol ha-Torah kula, and the other is an exception. The din b'chol ha-Torah kula is Mishum Risha Achas Ata Machayvo V'i Ata Machayvo Mishum Shtei Rishuyot. Right, that we have a pasuk that says K'dei Rish Ato, the pasuk in the end of Parashas Ki Teitze, Dafka in the world of Edim Zomimim, which is one of the most complicated places to find anything. But we have this word, Kedei Rish Ato, singular, Mishum Risha Achas, Ata Machayevo, Ve'i Ata Machayevo, Mishum Shtei Rishios. And we have a din b'chol ha-Torah kula, that we have no double jeopardy. No double jeopardy. That's a din b'chol ha-Torah kula. That applies to all cases. Malkos and Mammon and even and Misa and Malkos. That's the rule, that we never have double jeopardy. What do we have when there's no double jeopardy? So we saw that's a Malchokes, Ula and Rav Yochanan. That Ula says when you have Malkos and Mammon, we give Mammon and not Malkos. Rav Yochanan says we give Malkos and not Mammon. But even Rav Yochanan says there are exceptions. But in Chovel, there is Mammon and not Malkos. But in Eitz Zomim, there is Mammon and not Malkos. But there's no double jeopardy. You never get both. That's the rule b'chol ha-Torah kula. What happens if one of these punishments cannot be given because of a technicality? What happens if we have a case of no Hasra'ah? If there's no Hasra'ah, so is that still called double jeopardy? If there was no Hasra'ah, you're never actually going to get the Malkos. That's a Machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says if there's no Hasra'ah, that's not called double jeopardy. You're not going to get Malkos. So certainly you get Mammon. Rish Lakish says that's still double jeopardy. In other words, that's still double jeopardy. In other words, if you want to, you could say, what's the Machlokes? It says that Mishum Risha Achas Atama Chayevo. How do we view a case where there's no Hasra'ah? Rav Yochanan says that's not Rishus. you only have a problem when you have two Rishuyot, when you have a double jeopardy. If there's no Hasra'ah, there's no double jeopardy. It's not two Rishuyos. Or it's not Ata Machayevo. There's no Chiyuv. Ech Shalayeh, according to Rav Yochanan, this doesn't come into the world of double jeopardy. And Rish Lakish says, no, that is double jeopardy. You can't be a Rasha twice. You can't be a Rasha theoretically for Malkos and for Mammon. We can't have a theoretical Chiyuv twice. Right? That's a Machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, as to whether this is called the Risha or it's not called the Risha, whether it is called the Chiyuv or it's not called the Chiyuv. In any case, we paskin like Rav Yochanan. B'chol ha-Torah kula, we say, only if the two punishments are on the table, then you're going to knock off one of them. If it's just theoretical, we're not going to knock off. That's a din of Chol HaTorah Kula. We have a Yotzei Dofen. This is Chol HaTorah Kula. It's learned out from Dvarim, what is it, Cafe? Dvarim Cafe. We have a Yotzei Dofen found in Parashas Mishpatim. Perakof Aleph. Parshas Mishpatim, Perakof Aleph, we have a Yotzei Dofen. What's the Yotzei Dofen? Im lo yiyeh asan anosh yeyanish. The second side of it is im yihye ason, and ason means misa, then lo Ye'anesh. And Ye'anesh means Mamon. This is the only exception to the general world rule of double jeopardy. The world of double jeopardy applies to all punishments. In situations when the two punishments are on the table, there's no double jeopardy. Even to Misa and Malkos. That's not found over here. Even the world of Misa and Malkos comes under the Chol HaTorah Kula. The only exception is where we have Misa and Mama, that over here we say that we have Tana Debei Chizkiah, that this is even B'Shogeg. Even B'li Hasra. But the exception is only because of this pasuk, namely, all other combinations of onshim, we have the rule, when they're both on the table, that's no double jeopardy. When only one of them is on the table, so certainly you get it. Only in the world of Misa and Mamon, when we have this particular unique combination, which is what the Torah is speaking about, the world Asam means Misa, and the world Anoshi Yanesh means Mamon, only here do we have an exception to the rule because of Tana de Bechizkiah. Namely, we come to the same conclusion as the Rashba, but from a totally different perspective. The Rashba starts off that we have this rule of Misa knocks off everything else. But what? In the world of Mamon, it applies even the Shogeg. When it's not talking about Mamon, only applies with Mezid. That, the Rashba says, that's Mamon Matzanu, Malkos Lo Matzanu. What Reb Chaim does is he turns it upside down. He starts off with a din b'chol HaTorah Kula. But whenever we have combinations, then we have a din of no double jeopardy. This rule applies also to Misa and Malkos. In Misa and Malkos, there's no double jeopardy, but that's if both are on the table. If the Misa is theoretical, there's no problem of double jeopardy, and you're chayev Malkos. The Yotzei Dofen is when the Torah has one combination. One combination is the Yotzei Dofen, that's black and white in the Torah. Imloye Ason, Misa, Anoshi Yanesh, Mamon. That this combination, here we have the din of Tana de Bechizkiah, here we have the din that this is across the board. Okay? So it's not as though somehow that Misa and Malkos is the Yotzei Dofen, is the exception. Misa and Malkos is the rule. Misa and Mamon is the Yotzei Dofen, because when you, the Torah, use the words Onesh, Anoshi Enesh, and Osam. Only this combination is where we have the din of Tana de Bechizkiah. Okay, so again, the bottom line is the same as the Rashba, but it's approaching it from the opposite perspective. Beseder? Okay, that's the Ad Kan HaKofa Alam. That's simply to understand our sugya in the light of the sugya in Chula. HaKofa Beis is this Tosfos over here, Mi Ika Manda Amar, Chiyevei Misos Shogigim Chayavim Hatana De Bechizkiah. The Tosfos points out that our Gemara seems to view Tana De Bechizkiah as a given across Jewish communities, across the world, irrelevant if you're in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Bavel, no matter what, everyone must do. That's Rav's question. How can anyone disagree with Tana de Bechizkiah? How could Rav Dimi set up Rav Yochanan as disagreeing with Tana de Bechizkiah? So this is, no one disagrees with Tana de Bechizkiah. This is, wow, this is an axiom of the world of Sanhedrin. So Tosfos asks, is this so pashut? V'im tomar, ha'amrinan b'perek hanisrafim, Tana de Bechizkiah, mafka mi Rebbe, umafka mi Rabbana. Tana de Bechizkiah only exists in a world which Rebbe disagrees with and Rabbanan disagree with. Namely, that Tana de Bechizkiah has quite powerful opponents. That if you hold like Rebbe, you must disagree with Tana de Bechizkiah. If you disagree with Rabban, if you hold like Rabbanon, you must disagree with Tana de Bechizkiah. I'm a plige tanoi at Tana de Bechizkiah. So what taina do we have on Rav Yochanan? Why does Rav Yochanan have to agree with Tana de Bechizkiah? Rebbe disagrees, Rabbanon disagree. That's Tosfos' question. What's Tosus's? What's the context of Tosus's question? What? Yeah, I'll repeat it by erasing everything on the board. At least half everything on the board. Let's return to the world of context. We have a pasuk. Imdo yihye ason anosh yeyonesh. All right. We have these two people fighting, and one of them hits a woman who's pregnant, and she loses her. She miscarries her pregnancy. So we say if she remains alive, then the person who hit her has to pay money for the dmei v'ladot for causing the miscarriage. Ve'im ason yihyeh, but if lo aleinu he kills her, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Then, this is the result. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Now what does this mean? So we're dealing over here, as you recall, with the case of niskaven laharogetze, that Reuven is trying to kill Shimon, b'matzut shebemisa hakasa medaber. Reuven's trying to kill Shimon, and unfortunately, harag et ze. And he killed the woman. In Masoniyah, he killed the woman. What is the punishment in this situation? Rabbanan say, nefesh tachas nefesh. That's what Torah says. In this case, even though you didn't intend to kill her, you're chayev misa. Right? You killed the nefesh, you have to give up your nefesh. Reuven wanted to kill Shimon, he killed instead Leah. Natata nefesh tachas nefesh, he's chayev misa. Rebbe disagrees. He says, how can you be chayev misa? You didn't intend to kill her. It was a mistake. You never intended to kill her. Why are you chayav misa if you didn't intend to kill her? Well, the Torah says, nefesh tachas nefesh. So Rebbe says, just a minute, when the Torah says, ayin tachas ayin, what does it mean? Mama. So over here also, nefesh tachas nefesh is the same syntax as ayin tachas ayin. It means mama. It means demei neherak, that this woman is killed. And so in some way we're going to estimate her value, and the murderer has to give that money to the family. That's what he's chayav. Nefesh tachas nefesh, like ayin tachas ayin. Right? That when you go in and take out someone's eye, you pay him money. Here, she's dead. You can't pay her. So you pay her yorshim the damage that you did. You killed their mother. You killed their aunt, whoever the yorshim may be. You have to pay the main nehera. That's what nefesh takas nefesh means. Okay? So far, so good. So we have a case over here of, in a world of eno miskaven, when you kill someone without kavana, Rabbanan say, we take the pasuk literally, you're chayav misa. Rebbe says, mama. Okay? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, and daf ayin tes, amad aleph, tells us that Tana de Bechizkia, who is also a Tana, right? Rebbe is a Tana, Rabbanan are a Tana. Tana de Bechizkia, mafkule mi Rebbe, mafkule mi Rabbanan. That he disagrees with both of these. He disagrees. What does he hold? So let's go back to Tana de Bechizkia. We have it in front of us on the page. Tana de Bechizkia, make Adam umake behema. We are going to compare a murderer to a mazik. Make Adam means a murderer. A, Reuven is killing Shimon. Make Behema means Reuven is killing an animal. That's a mazik. We're comparing a murderer to a mazik. Ma make Behema lo chilakto ba ben shogig umezid ben miskaven le miskaven min derech agri-reader la derech aliyah lefotro mamon elo lechayevo mamon. That in terms of the person who is a mazik, we say it's irrelevant whether he intended or he didn't intend, whether he did it on purpose, whether he didn't do it on purpose, whether he did it going up or going down, he's always going to be chayev mamon. Again, adam muad la'olam. That's the rule of the world of nezikin. Similarly, af makei adam, so also a murderer, lo tachloch bo bein shogeg u bein mezid. It's irrelevant if he did not have hasra'a or he had a hasra'a. Bein miskaven le'ein miskaven, whether he intended to kill the victim or he didn't intend to kill the victim, in all situations, he's going to be potter from mammon. Okay, so, in other words, we have a case of eino miskaven, a murderer who is eino miskaven, and we have a third opinion. We have Tana de Beit Hizkiya. Tana de Beit Hizkiya tells us that this person, potter mimam, doesn't pay money. So kaner er, are we talking about, I mean, who does he certainly disagree with over here, L'chara?
Rebbe.
Certainly L'chara disagrees with Rebbe. Rebbe says that you pay mamon. And Tana de Beit Hizkiya says that ain't that in the murderer, irrelevant if it's miskaven or eino miskaven, you're potter mimamon. You're going to be potter from mamon. Tana de Beit Hizkiya also implies that what else are you potter from?
Miso.
Miso. How does he imply that? Where do we see that implied? That even though in miskaven you are chay misa, eino miskaven you are potter from misa, right? And in both cases we say you're potter from mama. If you're going to be chay of misa, certainly you're potter from mama. That's coming midrav minay. That's the first pasuk. That's im lo yeh ason anosh yanesh. If yeh ason, then there would not be we wouldn't need this pasuk. Then we wouldn't need Tana de Beit Hizkiya. So Tana de Beit Hizkiya implies that you are potter from mammon and that you are potter from misa. That we're learning out from makei adam makei behema. You're potter from mammon. Had you been chay of misa, we wouldn't have to learn this out from makei adam makei behema. We would learn it out from im lo yeh ason anosh yanesh. You're potter from mammon. So kaner eh, you're potter from misa. And your potter from mammon. That's the chiddush of Tana de Beit Hizkiya. Namely, he disagrees. Mafkalei mi rabbanan, umafkalei mi rebbe. That's the language of the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin and Ayin Tes. The Gemara says. Shmamina lav bar ketolahu, according to Tana Beit Hizkiya, v'lav bar mamonahu. He's potter from mamon and he's potter from misa. So Tana Beit Hizkiya disagrees both with Rebbe and with Rabbanan. What is the halacha in the case of eino miskaven? So how, Tosis asks, how can you say that Rav Yochanan must agree with Tana Beit Hizkiya? Because everyone agrees with Tana Beit Hizkiya. Mika, at Rav's question, is there anyone, Mika, Mando, Amar, that disagree with Tana de Beit Hizkiya? But here we find that Tana de Beit Hizkiya is up against two giants. He's up against Rabbanan, the majority of the Tanoim, and he's up against Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Hanasi. So why in the world should we have to view Tana de Beit Hizkiya as someone that we have to reckon with? It's a very powerful question of Tosfos, that it's a black and white Gemara. This is not, Tosfos is not making this up. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Sorry. And Daf Ayin Tes Amid Deis. That's what the Gemara says, black and white. The Tana de Beit Hizkiya says, Lav bar ketolahu, there's no chi of Misa, v'lav bar mamonahu, and there's no chi of Mamon. Disagrees with Rabbanan and with Rebbe. The Potter, the Tana de Beit Hizkiya says, that just as in a case of miskaven, we intend to kill someone, and simultaneously there is a chi of mamon, you're potter from the mamon, that's the din of coming to Durab Mine, who hadin in eno miskaven, potter mi mamon, that any murderer is going to potter from mamon. Similarly, Tana Beit Hizkiya, from the fact that he says that we learn that from here, that you're potter from mamon, it must be a case where there's also a ptur of misa, because had there been a chi of, had there been a death sentence, vada, there's no ptur of mamon. That's a classic din of of coming midrav minay. Namely, Tana de Bechizkiya is adding on to the din of coming midrav minay. Yet the coming midrav minay, that's a pasuk. Lo ye ason anoshi anesh, ha im ye ason lo anoshi anesh. That's a given. Im ye ason lo ye anesh. Where there's misa, there's no mama. And Tana de Bechizkiya says that even in the case of eno miskaven, where there's going to be a p'tur of mammon, and that p'tur of mammon is even in the case where you're parted from misa, because had you been chayav misa, we wouldn't need a pasuk to teach us that you're chayav p'tur of mammon. That's a bit of kamei b'drav minay. So Tana Bechizkiya says black and white that you're parted from mammon, and what's inferred or implied is that you're also parted from misa. And so Tosis asks, this is against, the Gemara says it's mafka mi revi, mafka mi rabbana.
So you're parted from
Misa
because of the comparison to
Makedahema? Yes. No, you're parted from Mammon because of the comparison to Makedahema, and you're parted from Misa because we would have no need of a drasha of Pater mi Mammon in a case where you're Chayav Misa. We only have a drasha of Pater mi Mammon in a case where we think that there would be a Chayav Mammon. If there's a Chayav Misa, certainly there's no Chayav Mammon. So the implication is that you're Pater from Misa and you're Pater from Mammon. That's the implication. That's, again, it's not Tosis saying that. The Gemara says it. The Gemara says, "My ein miskaven, ile mashen miskaven klal." That's shogeg. Pshita ein miskaven laze elu laze. V'katani l'chayev omamon elu l'potro omamon. I bar katolahu. If you be chayev misa in the case of ein miskaven, my yitzrich l'miftrei mimamon. Why would you need tana de bechisya hekesh to met mazikin to patir from mamon? We have a tour of mamon from kama midravni day. Elu lav. We see from here the tana bechisya holds. Rav bar ketolahu, he's potter from Misa, v'rav bar mamonahu, and he's potter from mamon, yes? Excellent, wow. That's a real good question that Menachem is asking. There's a pasuk. In ason yihye nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. We saw Rabbanan learn this as the chiyuv of Misa. Rebbe learns this as the chiyuv of mamon. Tana Bechizkiya says, you're potter from Misa, and you're potter from mammon. So what in the world does nefesh tachas nefesh mean according to Tana Bechizkiya? That's a powerful question. It's so powerful that the Rishonim asked the question, and they gave an answer. So you have in front of you the answer. We'll just answer, in other words, deal with this first, and then come back. If you look in the Rashba that I photostated for you, the second paragraph of the Rashba, four lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, he says, five lines in the bottom, in the middle. V'chi amrinan hasan. Tana de bechizkiya mafkimi rebi mi rabbanan. Havali mifrach hi nefesh tachas nefesh mai mukimi le. The Gemara should have asked that question over there in Sanhedrin. How can Tana bechizkiya disagree with Rebbe and rabbanan? What are you going to do with the pasuk nefesh tachas nefesh? Jelly beans? I mean, what is it referring to? It has to refer to something. Uparchinan hasan mele Rebbe Shimon. Umitoch hadachak yesh li lomar, the Rashba says, I'm forced to say, the Tana de Bechizkiya hachi mefarish al likra. V'lo ye ason mamash, that in a situation where Baruch Hashem, the woman is not killed, anoshi anish, then there's money, or we call it demei vlado, you pay for the miscarriage. V'im ason yihiyeh, we're continuing the pasuk, lo ye anish, ein onesh b'makom nefesh, ela nefesh tachas nefesh. That if there's going to be murder, then there's never going to be mamon, because the only time, I'm sorry, if im ason yihye lo yanesh, that there's not going to be, if there's murder, there's never going to be of mamon. She'ein onesh b'makom nefesh, that whenever we have a murder case, there's never going to be a chiyuv of mamon. Ela nefesh tachas nefesh. The only theoretical punishment one could have for murder is death. Umikom akom nefesh mama sheyefshar l'chayevo. But you can't be chayev in this situation where you didn't intend to kill the person. You can't be chayev misa shekfar patru hakosa be orevlo. You're only chayev misa if you ambush an individual. You're miskaveng. V'nasata nefesh lav amatzus shebekankoi ela lomar l'cha. Ein chol yochol lodun mamon tachas nefesh, ela nefesh tachas nefesh. V'lobo ha'kosev kan, ela fotro mi mamon. That the pasuk is giving us the rules. Im Asan Yihyeh, if there's actually going to be murder, then there's not going to be an Oshianish. There's not going to be any money. Because the only punishment for murder is nefesh. That we have this din of nefesh tachas nefesh. But nefesh tachas nefesh is only when there was kavana. And in our situation, there was no kavana. So you're going to fall between the chairs. You're not going to have onesh, because we have misa. We're not going to have a punishment of nefesh tachas nefesh, because we have a pasuk of v'aravlo. Namely, that the pasuk over here is telling us that the only theoretical punishment which is shayach in the case of onesh is nefesh. But it's theoretical, because our case is eino miskaven, so we can't apply the theory. So the Torah over here is just giving us, pointing out that we can't pay money, because when we have tachas nefesh, when someone is killed, money is not shayach. What is shayach? A death sentence. But the death sentence itself has limitations. It has to be miskaven. So you get off, you don't pay anything. You don't pay mamon, and you don't pay misa. Yeah?
Would you say this by a different type of misa? You say this by like a darshan miskaven and Nisr Shabbos? Maybe putter from mamon that came simultaneously?
No, because in Shabbos we have a separate halacha that you need malachas machsheves, and if it's davar sheino miskaven, that's not called chilul Shabbos. You're only going to be chayav misa if you have A, chilul Shabbos, and B, you have hasra'a. But if you don't have chilul Shabbos, so there's nothing to talk about a chayav misa. Davar sheino miskaven is mutter, mi'ikar hadin mi'da'araisa. It's not chilul Shabbos. So it's not going to remove a chayav of mamon, because there's no Chilul Shabbos. That's a unique halacha within Chilul Shabbos, that Davar Sheino Miskaven is not the concept of Malchus Machshavos. Okay, so that answers Menachem's question. But we're still back now with Tosfos' question. So I'm going to explain to you Tosfos' answer outside of Tosfos, and then we're going to see it inside of Tosfos. Okay? To explain to you Tosfos' question, we have to erase all this out of the book. Tana de Bechizkia dealt with a lot of cases. He dealt with He says that we're comparing Make Behema, what we call in our language Adam Hamazik, to Make Adam, what we call in our language Rotzeach, a murderer. And we're saying, just as in Adam Hamazik, it's irrelevant of Shogeg or Mezid. Just as Adam Hamazik, it's going to be Chayav. Adam Uod La'olam. Just as it's irrelevant if we have a case of Miskaven or Eino Miskaven, you're going to be Chayav. Just as it's irrelevant if it's Derech Aliyah or Derech Yerida, that these are relevant in terms of goggles, but they're irrelevant in terms of Adam HaMazik, so also these distinctions are irrelevant in terms of a Rotzeach, that you're always going to be Potter from Mammon. Okay? Which of these distinctions is meaningful in our sugya of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish? Shogeg Mezid, Miskaven, Eno Miskaven, Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida. Shogeg Mezid. This is what our sugya is referring to. Our sugya, it says that it's irrelevant if there was a hasra'a, what we call mezid, or without a hasra'a, what we call shogeg. You're always going to be potter from mamon. That's what we call Tana de Bechizkia. So what Tosa says is, on this there is no machlokes. Where does Tana Bechizkia come up against other Tanaim? Right? Here, this is the board over here, where Tana Bechizki is Mafka Mirevi, Mafka Rabbanon, that's in the world of Miskaven, the Ein Miskaven. that Rabbanan say in the world of Eino Miskavein, you're Chayav Misa, Rebbe says you're Chayav Mamon, and Tana Bechizkiah says you're Pater Misa and you're Pater from Mamon. That's where Tana Bechizkiah comes head up against other Tanoim. But that's not what we're referring to. We're not talking about, we're not talking about the world of Miskavein Eino Miskavein. Tosus brought that in from Sanhedrin. We're talking about the world of Shogeg and Mason. On this point, everyone agrees with Tana de Bechizkiah, that it's irrelevant if you're actually going to be Chayav Misa, because there was a Hasra'a, or if the Chayav Misa is theoretical, because there was no Hasra'a, you're going to be Pater from Mamon. That's it. Okay? And so everything is fine. The problem is, what Tosis is pointing out, is that Tana de Bechizkiah is relating to this world. Tana de Bechizkiah is giving us an expansion on Kam Le Midrabamine. This is the source of Kam Le Midrabamine. Im Lo Yeh Ason, Anosh Yeh Anesh, Ha, on the board over here, underneath this, Im Yeh Ason, then there's no Onesh. This is the source of Kam Le Midrabamine. Tana de Bechizkiah says not only is there a pitur of onesh b'mezid, there's also a pitur of onesh b'shokeg. We're talking about l'chora, the same parasha. In other words, how does, you know, this is bothered. On one hand, it's cute. This, we agree with Tana de Bechizkiah. Here, there's a machlokas. But this is referring to this parasha as well. So here, what Tosis points out is, oh, we got everything confused. There are two types of money that are being spoken about over here. Anoshi, anesh. This is Dmei Vlados. The whole machlokas between Rebbe, Rav Yochanan, and Tana Bechizkiah is about Dmei Neherag. That there are two mammon punishments that are in this world of hitting the pregnant woman. That if, unfortunately, she dies, the question is, what about the miscarriage? And the question is, what about her murder? So in terms of the miscarriage, we say if she dies, in Yehason, then the Dmei Vlados, the miscarriage, we're not bringing into the world. That's Dmei Vlados. On that, it's irrelevant if there was a Hasra'a or there wasn't a Hasra'a. There's going to be a Petur from Dmei Vlados. Namely, when this woman was murdered, simultaneous with the murder, there was a Chiyuv Mamon. She was murdered, and simultaneous with that, she lost her embryos. That's a Chiyuv Mamon. That's the classic case of Kamale Midrabamine, that we have two Averos simultaneously, an Avera of Misa and an Avera of Mamon. So we say that the Avera of Misa knocks off the Avera of Mamon, whether there was a Hasra'a, whether there's no Hasra'a. There's a Ptur of Dmei Vlados. That's classic Kam Le Midrabamine. That's classic Tana de Bechizkiah. What about her value? What about her value? So that's what Rebbe over here introduces. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Forget about Dmei Vlados. Forget about Dmei Vlados. You murdered a person. You're not Chayav Misa because you didn't intend to murder them. But what about her value? So Rebbe says, you're Chayav. On that, Tana de Bechizkiah says, you're Pater. That's, in other words, that's a totally different issue. That's a different issue. And on that, we have a Machlokas. That's the Miskavein, the Ein Miskavein. On Miskavein, the Ein Miskavein, is there going to be a Chayav Mamon or not? That's one issue. This is what's called Mamon Acher. On Mamon Acher, on a separate Mamon that comes about simultaneously, that's the Tana de Bechizkiah. That when you're Chayav Misa, you're Pater Mamon Acher. What about the Mamon of the woman herself? That's a Machlokes. Rabbanon, who say you're Chayav Misa. You're Chayav Misa, so there's no Chayav Mamon. Rebbe says there's no Chayav Misa, there is a Chayav Mamon. Tana de Bechizkiah says, we compare Miskavein to Eino Miskavein, just as in Miskavein, in other words, just as in Miskavein, you're always Pater from Mamon, here also you're always going to be Pater from Mamon. But that is a different issue than what we're talking than what we're agreeing upon. Anyway, everyone agrees to this statement that in Tana de Mechizkiya, when you're dealing with Mamon Acher, irrelevant if you're Mezid or Shogeg, gonna be Patur, mi Mamon Acher. That's what our Gemara is saying. Even Rav Yochanan has to agree with that. Mi Ika Midi, does anyone disagree with that? That which Tana de Mechizkiya continue, Miskaveng Ve'eno Miskaveng, there, we're talking about a different form of Mamon, the main Neherag. That's a Machlokas Tanoim, but this has nothing to do with this. These are two different Damim that we're talking about. Here we're talking about Mamon Acher, and here we're talking about Mamon Atzmo, which it's apples and oranges. On oranges we have a Machlokas, on apples there's no Machlokas. That's what, now let's see, read it into Tosfos. Not into Tosfos, Tosfos says it. We're just going to read it in Tosfos. V'yesh lomar, the le'inyon mamon acher. Mamon acher, that's what we call dmei vlados. That's simultaneous with murdering the woman, the husband, the father of these embryos, lost his embryos. There's a chi of mamon to the father. Islu lekuhu hekesha, the tana de bechizkiya. There everyone agrees that the moment that the woman was killed, irrelevant if there's a death sentence or not, there's a ptur mamon. Lo pligi alei, where is there machlokes between Tana de Bechizkiya and the Tanoim? Ela b'may de katani bein miskavein le'ein miskavein. On the next clause of Tana de Bechizkiya. Now when he's talking about shogeg and mezid, he's talking about miskavein eno miskavein. The mashma bein miskavein laharog ha'isha, bein ein miskavein lahargo ela haroget chaveru v'haraga. B'chol inyan patur, from what money? Midmei ha'isha, right? Not the apples, but the oranges. Linyan mamon acher, the apples, kfar tana de lo tachlok bein shogeg bein mezid. Okay, so we have over here two issues of mamon. Mamon acher and mamon ha'isha. On mamon acher, everyone agrees with Tana de Bechizkiya. That's what our Gemara is talking about. Gemara in Sanhedrin, they're talking about the mamon of the isha. V'hainu in Gemara in Sanhedrin, the mafka mi rebi umi rabbanan. De le rebi niskaven arogetze chayav mamon. Ulurabanan chayav misa. One of the Bechizkiya pater mi misa umi mamon. Okay, we got it. Similarly, if you look in the Tosis Yeshanim on the side, the time of the Rebbe, the Doresh and Asata nefesh tachas nefesh is mamon. For Rabbanan darshe nefesh mamosh. Ulahaki lo matzi ukme hekesha la'ein miskaven. Avinin shogeg umezid kulu islei hekesha. Namely, Rebbe and Rabbanan cannot learn like Tana de Bechizkiya in terms of ein miskaven, because the pasuk says nefesh tachas nefesh. As Menachem pointed out, that has to mean something. It's either going to mean misa or it's going to mean mamon. And so they can't agree with Tana de Bechizkiya, who says it means neither. Again, what will he do with the pasuk? So we saw the dochak in the Rashba, but on the clause of shogeg umezid kulu islei hekesha. There certainly we compare mazik to Rotseach, and just as the Mazik is always Chayav Mamon, the Rotseach is always Potter from Mamon. But what Mamon? That's the Dmei Vlados. It's a totally different Mamon. Namely, so according to Tosfos, there's no problem in our Gemara. There's no problem between Rebbe, Rabbanan, and Tana de Bechizkiya. That's talking about a totally different type of Mamon. It's not talking about our concept of mamon. This, you know, is sort of this Tosfos. We read it, and one can clearly see where Tosfos is coming from. That this machlokas is referring to mamon A, and this machlokas is referring to mamon B. In mamon B, we're left with a machlokas Tana Bechizkiya, Rebbe, Rabbanan. In mamon A, that's kulei alma. Everyone agrees in terms of Mamon A, in terms of the Mei Vlados, we call Mamon Acher, that you're going to be Patur, both in Mezid and in Shogeg. That's our Gemara. And this is Mamon B. It's a different type of Mamon, the Mei HaNeherag, and we have a totally separate Machlokas. This is the way that Tosfos learns, namely that our Gemara is Aliba de Kuleyama. Yes?
So the case of the Mei Vlados, that's not a case of Mita and Mamon, right?
It is Mita and Mamon. Mita meaning that we're dealing with a person who murdered a woman.
Well, no. The fact that they paid the Dmei Vlado is the fact that she survives.
Ah, I'm sorry. No, but we're saying, but had he killed her, there would have been a pitur. Kamei b'durabin is learned out from the implication, from the inference. Im lo yeh asan, then there's money. Im yeh asan, if she actually dies, then lo yeh anesh, then there's no payment of the dmei v'ladot. Dmei v'ladot I wrote over here as a pitur. There's a pitur from dmei v'ladot. Irrelevant as to whether there was a hasra'ah, there wasn't a hasra'ah. That's the classic din of Tamei d'Rabbanei with the addition of Tana d'Bei Chizkiya. Tana d'Bei Chizkiya is telling us that din of Tamei d'Rabbanei is even when there's no hasra'ah. There's a p'tur of the Mevelados, a p'tur of the Mevelados. What about the Meinerag? That's a totally different matter. That's a totally different matter. There's no connection between these two clauses. These two clauses are talking about two different types of damin. Okay? This Shogeg Emez is talking about the Mei Vlados. Miskaven and Ein Miskaven is talking about the Mei Neherag. This is a sugya in Sanhedrin, and Tur, the Mei Vlados, is our sugya in Ksuvas. They're talking about different types of money, different relationship altogether. The problem is that not everyone learns like Tosfos, and we're going to have to understand what are the machlokos between the Rishonim. So I just gave you the tip of the iceberg by sending you to the Rashba, Linedber, in the Marim Makomos. We'll see also the Rambam, who is left to work on very, very hard, and Rashi in different places, namely what the is who do not take the approach of Tosfos. So what did they do with this whole picture? So look over here in the Rashba, the last paragraph on the page. The Rashba asks the exact same question as Tosfos asks. Okay? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Niskavin la roga behema, harageso adam, tana de bechiskia, mafka mi rebi, mafka mi rabbana, kloma. Mi Rebbe do Amar Hasam Nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh is Mama. The Kura b'Mezid v'Niskavi l'Argazev Argazev Pater mi Misa v'Chayev Mama. Hachikam Ar Mason Yihyeh Mamash Nasata d'Bei Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Domin, that you pay money d'Bei Nehereget. Umafka Namim Rabban, and it's also against Rabban. Amri Hasam Niskavi l'Argazev Argazev Chayev. V'Tana d'Bei Chizki Afma Kei Adam Lo Chilak D'Bo Bei Niskavi Nei Niskavi L'Chayev Mamon Elo L'Potro Mamon. So when the moment you have a p'tur of mamon hechidami, go and chain miskavin l'chayev on mamon ala potra mamon. This is all quote from the Gemara. I bar ketola hu kerabon, if you be chayev mamon, l'mayitzirich ha-mifteri mi mamona. If you be chayev misa, why do we need a pasuk to say you're chayev pasuk for mamon? Alma mafkemi rabonon. That Tana Bechisya disagrees with rabonon as well, that there's no nefesh tachas nefesh of misa. Kevan da Tana Bechisya mafkemi rabbi mi rabonon, hecha misvinam nevinei, Tufta lehedya hacha, vehecha pshita lehu hadachizkiya hacha. So this is, in other words, instead of Tosfos asking the question in two lines, the Rashba asks the exact same question in 10 lines. Okay? But what's the Rashba's answer? V'yesh lomar, derabbanon vaday islay hakesha, demake behema umake adam, bein asru bein ubein lo asru bein, patrimi mamon kedetana debe chizkiya. That Rabbanon certainly agree with Shogeg, Mezit, Ptur, Midmei Vlados. That Rabbanon certainly agree with. And where do they disagree? Ela bin Iskaving, Harogetzeh, Harogetzeh, in the next clause of Miskaving, Ein Miskaving, Pliga Tana de Bechizkiya. Iyusavar Potur Achi Iskaving, Lo. The Tana Bechizkiya says that you're Potur from a death punishment until you intend to kill the victim. Inu savre chayev. They say you intended to kill. Might have to mean if you intend to kill Shimon or you intend to kill Leah. The bottom line is you intended to kill your chayev misa. So far, this is Tosfos, that we distinguish between the clause of Shogeg u'Mezid and the clause of Miskavin v'Eino Miskavin. Umihu, here is where the Rashba disagrees with Tosfos. Umihu adarebi vadai pliga. That certainly, 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 the moment that Rebbe says that you are chayev the mei neherag, even though you murdered someone, you're chayev the mei neherag, he would disagree with this p'tur from the mei vlados. That Rebbe would say that having murdered someone is not a reason to be pater. from Dmei Vlados. If you murdered someone, you're chayav money. If we're dealing with Dmei Neharag, Dmei Neharag. We're dealing with Dmei Vlados, Dmei Vlados. It's all the same case. This is all a case of Niskavin. Reuven wanted to kill Shimon, and he hit Leah. If he didn't kill Leah, then Anoshi Anesh, he pays the Vlados. What if he kills Leah? So according to Rebbe, he's going to end up paying for Leah and paying for the Dmei Vladot. That according to Rebbe, you're not pater from mama. The moment that you're not chayav misa, you're going to be chayav money. All the money, not only Dmei Neharag, even Dmei Vladot. Namely, that distinction that we made between money A and money B, Tosus made that distinction. But the Rashba says, nothing doing. If you pay money B, according to Rebbe, Vade Plige certainly disagrees with money A. Namely, that the moment that you're off the hook on a death sentence, you have to pay through the notes. Whatever you have to pay, you have to pay. When you're chayav misa, actually, then you're pater from mamon. But if you're not going to be chayav misa, for any reason, you're not going to be chayav misa because there was no hasra, you're not going to be chayav misa because there was no kavana, then you have to pay. So really, our Gemara could have said that Rav Yochanan holds like Rebbe. V'mihu ad Rebbe vadei pliga ha'chavi matzi luk made the Rav Yochanan ka Rebbe. Ela lo nichle luk make yechidoi. But we don't want to set up Rebbe like a sof kol sof. We don't want to set up Rav Yochanan like a Tana who's disagreed, who's in a minority opinion. But really, we could have said, we have no Tainas on Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan disagrees with Tana de Beit Hiskia. So does Rebbe. And Rav Yochanan holds like Rebbe. So the question is, what is going on over here? Why is it so obvious to Tosfos that Dmei Vlados and Dmei Neharag are two different worlds? That in Dmei Vlados, we say, Tana de Beit Hiskia, the moment that there's a Chi of Misa theoretically, that knocks off the Dmei Vlados. But Dmei Neharag, that's a different matter. There, even though there's a Chi of Misa theoretically, according to Rebbe, you'd be chayav Dmei Neharag, as opposed to the Rashba, who says the moment that Rebbe introduces Dmei Neharag, that's the same as Dmei Vlados. And so the moment that there would be Dmei Neharag, that also should be Dmei Vlados. Namely, why does Tosus distinguish between A and B, as opposed to the Rashba, who weights them? That's what we're going to begin with next time. Yes?
According to the Rashba within Rebbe, are you chayav Dmei Vlados in both the case of Yemiya Hasan and Lo Yehasan, or just in the case of Lo Yehasan?
Only in the case of Lo Yehasan. You're chayav Dmei Vlados in a case where there is no death penalty b'poel. But the moment that there's no death penalty b'poel, then Rebbe would disagree with Tana de Beit Hiskia. That's exactly what he's saying. Rebbe would say that the moment, just like in my case, nefesh tachas nefesh, when there's no death penalty b'poel, you have to pay Dmei Neharag. Were you to have a case where there to be no hasra, then you would pay Dmei Vlados. In other words, that's that Rebbe disagreed with Tana de Beit Hiskia. So why do we compare or not compare the Dmei Neharag to Dmei Vlados? That's what we're going to deal with, and then we're going to move over to the Rambam. Where does Ram talk about the Dmei Vlados? Where does he talk about the Dmei Neharag? Do these match or don't match? Okay, so Bli Neder tomorrow morning, I'll give you the Mar Makamos. So just to summarize what we saw today is, A, we began with Sugya, in other words, we wanted to distinguish between the worlds of Kamei Midrav Yinei and the world of Mishum Risha Achas Atamachayev Obiyatamachayev Obishtev Mishum Shtei Rishuyot, that in the world of Risha, there we have Machlokas Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What about Shogeg? In the world of Im Ason Yihyeh, there we have the din of Tana de Beit Hiskia. We saw the exception of Misa and Malkos, according to the Rashba. That's Gzeres HaKosuv. Gzeres HaKosuv, Mamon Matzinu, Misa La Matzinu, and according to Reb Chaim, put everything in a different perspective, a different context. We have a Kol HaTorah Kula, we have an exception. In the world of Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, there we have a din of Rav Yochanan. In the world, in the exception, there we don't have a din of Rav Yochanan. There we have a din of Tana de Beit Hiskia. And then we moved over to Tana de Beit Hiskia. Our Gemara takes it as everyone agrees. In Sanhedrin, it's a machlokes tanoim. Tosa says, makes a cut. Sanhedrin is talking about the main Neharag. That's not our sugya. We're talking about Dmei Vlodos, Mamon Acher. Mamon Acher, everyone agrees, and Dmei Neharag, there you have a Machlokes. According to the Rashba, you can't make such a cut. Domim are domim. Money is money. What over here is the Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba? The Rashba over here, I just quoted because of Menachem's question. The Ramban also is the same. The Ramban, the Rashba, they both disagree with Tosfos. So that we'll start with next time. Okay, the Seder, the Hitra.
Okay, so press the metal.